9 years of experience in flipping and renovating houses, if I could offer one piece of advice to those interested in getting started or who are new to the business, it would be never open the fridge. Because the vast majority of the homes that are good flip candidates have been abandoned, either from foreclosure, death, or a negligent tenant situation, I'd say 90% of the homes I purchase come with an abandoned fridge. And from personal experience, I can tell you that 100% of those refrigerators were not cleaned out before they were left. Often these homes have sat abandoned for months or even years with no utilities. So basically, the foods left inside these refrigerators have become a cooked science experiment. So trust me, don't open it. I've learned this lesson the hard way. Not only will the sight haunt your dreams for days, but the smell, that smell will stay with you for weeks. And once that smell is released, you can't put it back. In fact, whether real or imagined, you will swear you smell rotten food every time you walk into your investment property until every porous surface has been replaced or at the very least repainted. While the smell of rotten food would make anyone want to turn and leave, on the flip side, pleasant smells invite people in. Research tells us that smells evoke emotion and are closely linked with memory. So smell is a detail you don't want to overlook when attempting to sell a home. One trick realtors use to invoke the feeling of hominess is to bake a batch of cookies right before an open house so that potential buyers are met with the smell of fresh cookies when they walk in the door. I personally like to find a unique scented candle for each home I complete so that each home has its own signature smell. The Bible tells us that we too emit an aroma. For the believer that imitates and is plugged into Christ, our lives are a sweet aroma to the Lord. We read this in Ephesians 5, 1-2. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. When we're plugged into Jesus, we carry the fragrance of Christ with us, and that aroma not only reaches the Lord, but also all those with whom we come into contact. In 2 Corinthians 2, verses 15 and 16, we're told our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God, but this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. Remember that smells are strongly linked to memory. So what this verse is saying is that the way we live our lives is a reminder of God's grace and gift of eternal life to those who are saved. But to those that refuse Christ, we are a reminder of just how dead they are in their sin. And not only does Christ's aroma remind those who refuse the Lord's gift of salvation of death, we learn in Isaiah 65, verse 5, that those who refuse the saving power of Christ are a stench in the Lord's nostrils, an acrid smell that never goes away. Yikes! Believe me, once you've smelled one rancid refrigerator, you realize what an insult this is. So make sure your life is a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Accept Christ's gift of his sacrifice for your sins and live a life of love and obedience to him. If you want more information about Jesus, his gift of salvation, and what a life looks like following him, I encourage you to check out more of what LifeWord has to offer at lifeword.org.